Welcome to Forum. I'm Sean Bellent. Our guest today, Litchfield Mayor Steve Doherty, talking about recovering from the coronavirus crisis. Mayor, the individual who had high-speed internet 10 years ago, it seemed like a certain crowd. It was folks who worked from home, people who were, I guess, enthusiasts of social media and online gaming, whatever the case may be. This whole business and a whole new audience of people that have jumped onto a higher speed of internet, how much easier has that made it to operate what's basically a virtual government right now in many respects?
Well, fortunately, the state relaxed the Open Meetings Act restrictions, where we had to have a quorum physically attending every meeting, a quorum of the committee. And at this point, we can meet online through various different venues. We're using Zoom here and for our hearings as well as our meetings. So we haven't really missed any meetings, and it's been a little difficult because we do have public hearings, and to try to make sure everybody gets said what they want to say, it's been a bit of a challenge. But CTI has been working with us, set us up right away. We were the first community in the county to do so. And we're business as usual there because we're still providing services in the building and zoning areas for hearings and that type of thing. And we're still able to get city business done through our council meeting. So it has changed. It's very fortunate that we're able to do that. I know after this is over, the Open Meetings Act restrictions will go back in, and we'll have to have a majority of a quorum present in order to do any business.
And I thought I'd jump in, too, in that regard, as far as the internet reach, how much easier is that to basically communicate with the public oftentimes through the internet mediums and social media, what have you? It seems like there was maybe a bigger crowd that would have been left out 3-5 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's really as simple as it is. A few people my age have a little trouble going through all the right moves to get logged on and that type of thing, but and turning our speakers down, et cetera. But it's relatively simple operation, and it works.
What's the adjustment been like for your city employees? I know there may be some advantages sometimes, especially with the complicated questions people are going to have if they walked into City Hall, just the fact that they don't get bogged down with, let's say, one or two quote-unquote customers. Has it been? I imagine it's an easier transition than perhaps being a teacher who all of a sudden finds out you're going to become an e-teacher the next day, but how's that process moved along?
Well, personal contact it's not happening. We've closed City Hall. There is no access except for meetings, and you have to basically have a reservation for that meeting. We need to know who's coming to attend the meeting. We need to know who's going to be online and what role they're going to play. So as far as the general public contacting, say, the clerk's office or that kind of thing, has to be done by phone or computer. They're able to pay. We have a Dropbox for water and sewer payments outside. Envelopes are provided, and other than that, we've locked down City Hall early so that there would be no chance of infection here, because it would go here, with maybe 20 employees that work out of City Hall, including our police officers. It would go through here pretty quickly, and we wouldn't have any services to the community. So we realized early that was going to be the best move.
Well, Mayor, not that you want to be in that position, but as a small business owner yourself, fighting your own worries and concerns to keep your business in a position to bounce back from this economic meltdown, if you will, how helpful is that in dealing with other folks in the same boat in the small business realm?
Well, I certainly understand everybody's being influenced by this situation, from the city on down to every small business. Necessary businesses, the landscaping and various others, grocery stores and this kind of thing. I commend them for continuing to work. Some of them in dangerous situations because you don't know who's coming in or where they've been or anything. So hospital workers, of course, we haven't been hit hard here at St. Francis yet, but again, they're ready to go. And I just feel real safe and very fortunate that we are where we are today. And one of the things I did early on, as I say, there's 30,000 people we're trying to serve as their economic basis here. We closed our campgrounds at the lake because I didn't know where these people would be coming from. And they're calling just about every day asking when we're going to be open. And I can't tell them that yet. But even though they're out in the open air, they do congregate and they're going to shop here, and I just don't know where they're coming from. So we're not in quarantine, but we've eliminated that danger anyway. However, the lake has been very busy. It's like every day is a weekend. A lot of fishermen out there, and I guess the crappie are hitting pretty good right now.
That leads to my next question, Mayor. Like Walton Park and the various city parks in the neighborhoods, they're not necessarily closed, but you're still watching the congregation of people, right?
That's correct, and we've also made an attempt to cordon off or tape off, whatever you want to call it, the playground equipment, because naturally that would get touched and everything would pass on to the next person. But we are allowing fishing and walking and this kind of thing in the parks. We're discouraging any volleyball or basketball or anything like that where anything can be spread. But I think people need to get out. The cabin fever will kill you after a while. Plus, we need the exercise. I'm doing nothing but eating and gaining weight. And I think it's a good time once the weather breaks and breaks for good that people can get out in their gardens and really, enjoy nature and what is good today.
Well, Mayor, and I look at the situation of the state. I hear the daily briefings, and 80% of the time it's centered on COVID-19 itself. So that's the image we get from the state. But how much help are they providing for the local governments out there? How much input are you getting on how to deal with this historic crisis?
Well, we get a lot of information from the Illinois Municipal League, which we are a member of. They have a very productive and informational meeting in Chicago every year, and they send us, if not weekly, bi-weekly updates, and we're getting most of our information from there. A lot of the information, this is a fluid situation. Things keep changing. I got a call from one of the store managers yesterday here. He was wondering if they could keep their garden center open. And I said, well, of course you can. But yet the DCEO came out with a letter of guidance. And what that means, I don't really know. I haven't looked it up in the dictionary yet. But their guidance policy is that they allow on computer sales and pick up and delivery from garden centers, and that just doesn't make any sense to me. I think people need to get out and plant their seeds and that kind of thing and whatever they need to do to stay busy, plus the fact that all of the live plants and things that Real King and Walmart have right now in another 6-8 weeks, that's going to be they'll be thrown away in dumpsters. They're not going to be any good. So I just don't see the worth in that. But that's something that, we need more translation for.
Okay.
Mayor, looking at the mix of industries and businesses in Litchfield, just how well suited is this economy to bounce back compared to maybe others? I know there are a few question marks, like let's say shed helmets. We don't know how fast the high school athletes are going to go back to the diamonds and fields nationwide, much less the pros. I know that, like I said, there are some gray areas and some things that are still, I guess, waiting to develop. But just your thoughts on how Litchfield is suited to bounce back. You're not waiting for 4,000 people to sit in a convention center or some other things maybe a bigger city would have to deal with. But certainly you have enough drawing cards where you have some more tools in the economic development toolbox compared to smaller towns.
Well, yes, and we make an effort to communicate with our industry leaders on a regular basis. Shut manufacturing, I'm sure, is suffering, and again, everybody is in some way. But ironically, I got a call this morning from another large plant here in town that has decided that although they've been deeply hurt by this development, that they're planning for the future, and they're looking for 50,000 square feet of storage because they're going to try to keep their employees at work right now to and grow their inventory, and they have three or four other plants and or warehouses, I want to say, in two or three other states regionally, and they're full, and they're getting full here. And so they're looking for at least 50,000 square feet of storage space to continue for what they feel will be a very bright future in the building area. So I was able to give them a name of somebody that's got a 62,000 square foot building, and hopefully they can make a deal. But that really kind of perked me up today to know that, like other people, or like me, other people are feeling that there's going to be a bright future after we recover from this. And I think the window, if not the door, will be open very soon.
We are right there on that main thoroughfare?
Well, the way I look at it is, we would encourage that. However, there's nothing for them to do here, nothing for them to stay for. They buy their gasoline and their drive-through food, and they're on their way again. I don't think there's any real danger there, but when I go to the gas pump, I wear gloves and a sanitizer. I don't know who used the pump handle prior to me. But it's, again, it's just common sense, a lesson to be learned. The hotels are really suffering right now because people aren't traveling, including business travel. And, they're trying to adapt. I understand they're going to get some concessions from their franchisers to some extent. But they're really suffering at this point. And I'm just hoping everybody, every small business, especially locally owned, can survive the next several weeks and come back stronger than ever.
Yeah, me too. Mayor, I sure appreciate your time. Sean, anything else?
Well, I just saw the figures from the governor this half hour. He says preliminary figures show a $2.7 billion shortfall of revenue for the fiscal year. That one that wraps up in June. $4.6 billion for the next fiscal year. Of course, the tax collection cycle has been pushed back, just like at the federal level. Do those numbers surprise you? Is that generally in the ballpark of your expectations and what you expect the cities, the municipalities to eventually deal with as far as state cuts, what have you?
I believe that would be accurate. And again, it's sad that our children, grandchildren, and their children are going to have to pay for this. But then again, we bounce back after those other catastrophes that I just mentioned, and I think we can do it again. Let's do it as a smarter community.
That's a valid point for sure. Mayor, thanks very much for taking the time today.
You're welcome, and thank you very much, John and Sean. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope the next time we can go back to nothing but positive things.
Yeah, and face to face.
Right. Okay.
Thanks
Sounds good.
Again.
Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Forum Today. I'm Sean Valent saying so long until next weekend.